Well, in Los Angeles, in a courtroom right now, there is a bittersweet battle going on between the sugar industry and high fructose corn syrup. The sugar industry suing for more than $1 billion, corn syrup suing right back. The two products which sweeten our food and drinks are obviously derived from different crops, and sugar is accusing corn syrup of waging a misinformation campaign, claiming that the two sweeteners are equally healthy. High fructose corn syrup representatives say that sugar has slandered corn syrup in ads that hurt corn syrup's reputation and caused sales to plummet. Let's hear from both sides now, starting with Mark Lanier, the attorney representing the sugar industry. Mark, what is your beef with corn syrup in this case?
My beef is corn syrup has gotten a bad rap from a number of different studies. And in an effort to try and avoid confronting those studies head on, they've simply tried to insinuate in the public mind that they're the same as sugar, and wrap themselves in a coat of sugar, if you will, hoping that that will help the medicine go down.
Well, who are the scientists that you're looking at that are saying that they're not the same? Because what I've been reading, it does look like a lot of scientists say there's not much difference in terms of the health qualities of sugar and corn syrup.
Well, the scientists that say there is not much difference are all generally funded either by the high fructose corn syrup refiners or by some company association affiliated with those refiners. I'm talking about the independent researchers, Princeton's medical school that did their study. These studies that show increases in triglycerides and blood levels, that show increase in fatty liver, these are the studies that lie at the root of the case.
Have things always been this ugly between these two industries, high fructose corn syrup and sugar?
No, they haven't. Corn refiners' problem started back in 2004 when doctors Bray and Popkin published an article that linked high fructose corn syrup to obesity. At that point in time, the demand for high fructose corn syrup started plummeting. The documents that we put forward in court, they were confidential until now, but show that there was this big deliberative debate among the corn refiners. Do we really want to, quote, pick a food fight, close quote, with sugar? And the decision was made, yes, let's do it. The fight waged for 4 years until sugar brought the suit, and then high fructose corn syrup stopped running the ads once we brought the lawsuit.
And do you see any end to this fight?
It's a real pity that the parties can't get together and just agree upon some fair terms for advertising. Nobody should be lied to about what's in a product. Nobody should be lied to about what a product is. And if we could come to an agreement upon some terms like that, we could get on living and everybody can choose to eat whatever they want.
Attorney Mark Lanier, who represents the big sugar companies. Let's turn now to corn syrup and corn producers. John Bode, the president of the Corn Refiners Association. John, you're also being accused of false advertising in this case, but what are your concerns?
Well, I think high fructose corn syrup reputation has been damaged by those false accusations, and that's our concern.
And you haven't done anything similar? Because they're also suing you here.
Oh, they certainly are suing us, but we have never said anything that disparages sugar. What we have said is that high fructose corn syrup is nutritionally equivalent to sugar, and that is what all the leading scientific authorities say.
This is a decades-old battle. Do you think that whichever way this goes, that this will be settled right now? You guys are big rivals.
That's true. There's very poor relations between the two industries. It started in 2003 when the Sugar Association hired a new CEO and made his number one management objective replacement of high fructose corn syrup with sugar, which is just fine. That's the way the market works and industries compete. But they set out to make false statements and disparage high fructose corn syrup. And then finally in 2008, the corn refining industry started fighting back, not by disparaging sugar, but pointing out the scientific supported facts about high fructose corn syrup.
Even if you win in court here and you get $530 million, which is what corn syrup is seeking, will you have won with the public? What kind of work are you going to have to do to convince people that what sugar's been saying is wrong, that corn syrup is nutritionally equivalent to sugar?
That's it's very difficult to get past the, you know, the facts are one thing and people will understand facts, but if they have concern about a product, to get those concerns allayed is very, very difficult, as your question suggests. All we can do is tell the truth and hope that in time all of that works through into the public consciousness.